what's going on in Springfield, Ohio. On Friday, I went to check it out for myself. My first impression? Springfield is an incredibly impoverished town. The poverty rate in Springfield is nearly 23%. That's double the national rate. The average household income is less than $45,000. And this tracks with what I saw when I was driving through the town. It's old, with bumpy roads, dilapidated buildings, and rundown houses. I saw tents in people's yards, and what appeared to be vagrants just hanging out, possibly living, in Snyder Park. That's the park that the so-called ducks are missing from. More on that later. I even spotted an individual who had a mattress sticking out of the back of their minivan. It's the type of place I wouldn't want to spend a lot of time in, regardless of what else might be going on there. But this town was on the decline long before Trump said,
"They're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country, and it's a shame."
Compared to national averages, Springfield is older, less educated, and whiter. In the 70s, the town had a population of more than 80,000 people. Today, the population is less than 60,000. Since the 70s, Columbus's population, the state's capital, has increased by more than 57%, while Springfield shrank by 27%. Furthermore, less than 15% of Springfield residents have a bachelor's degree. Those that get one typically leave, causing a brain drain. Now, back in 2016, NPR profiled the town. Mike Calabrese, who ran a job skills program in Springfield, talked about how rough the 90s were. The town lost about 22,000 high-paying blue-collar jobs. As he puts it, "We've never recovered from it. That's for sure." To make matters worse, incomes were dwindling too. From 1999 to 2014, incomes fell by 27%. What was once a hub for manufacturing, Springfield's economy dwindled, factories closed, and jobs went overseas. Although Springfield was in a collapse, there was still a labor shortage for companies that stayed in the area. To address this conundrum of a declining population, commissioners passed a resolution in 2014 that calls for the city to, quote, "adopt policies that promote the inclusion and integration of immigrants in the community." The nonprofit Welcome to Springfield was launched that year, hoping to advocate for new foreign-born residents. This whole program was part of a larger network of immigrant-friendly communities, and its umbrella title was Welcoming America. The mayor at the time, Warren Copeland, was in support, saying, quote, "We have these folks in our community, and they need to be included and considered part of the community." The groundwork was laid. The labor shortage worsened, so Haitians in Florida, Haiti, and South America heard about Springfield. They needed jobs, and Springfield needed workers. Haitians began filling the void in warehouse and manufacturing positions. But this was a small, manageable influx of immigrants that served a purpose. Then the pandemic hit. Haiti was already going through some political turmoil, so looking for somewhere to go, America opened the doors. In 2021, President Biden extended and redesignated temporary protective status for Haiti. That means Haitians that were already here became eligible, as well as new people fleeing the country. Over the last 3 years, city officials estimate that between 12 and 20,000 Haitians migrated to Springfield. This year, President Biden extended that temporary protective status again. Anyone arriving from Haiti before June 3rd of 2024 will have their temporary protected status extended through February 3rd, 2026. But what is temporary protected status? Well, it's a federal designation that allows individuals who live in a country experiencing a crisis to remain in the U.S. legally, even if they crossed into this country or crossed the border illegally. Some Haitians in Springfield have even applied for asylum, allowing them to stay in the U.S. until their cases have been adjudicated. Others have taken advantage of a Biden administration program that lets Haitians get financial sponsors in the U.S. and then apply to enter the country. They can stay for 2 years and don't even need green cards. Not only can Haitians work legally under that temporary protected status, but they're also entitled to welfare benefits, such as food stamps. An already impoverished town, flooded with a bunch of migrants, has created a crisis. As Springfield resident Cetus Kelly told Newsweek, many of the homes have been condemned previously, and now refugees are living in them. They have no water, sometimes, no sanitation system, no heat. They've been seen publicly nude in Buck Creek, bathing. She goes on to say, quote, "The school systems are overloaded. The first week of school, we had 300 new Haitian students that had never attended school here before. Last year, they were getting about 40 new kids per week at the school system, and it was costing approximately $10,000 per student per year to educate them. Kelly laments, quote, "Stop blaming us. Stop blaming the people, calling us racists and hate mongers. We're trying to survive." She's right. That very article goes on to note that, quote, "Considering the fact that the city of Springfield is roughly 20% Black, and they had no problem welcoming immigrants before the recent influx, their anger can't be just dismissed as racial animosity." The pain is real, too. In the 3 years since Biden extended temporary protected status, the number of Haitians on government benefit rolls has drastically increased. Unemployment for Springfield residents has went way up, and rent has skyrocketed. But why would the city government sit back and let this happen to Springfield? Well, some allege that Mayor Rob Rue might be profiting off of it. In 2021, the current mayor, Rob Rue, bought 7 properties in Springfield through his managing firm, Littleton Properties, LLC. At the time, he was a city commissioner. One of those purchases included a $1.2 million apartment building. Interestingly, one of the properties that he bought was appraised for less than $18,000, but had previously sold for $250,000. I'd like a deal like that, but that's beside the point. People are suggesting that these homes and apartments are packed with Haitian immigrants, meaning federal dollars might be flowing into Springfield and landing right back in Rue's bank account as rent from Haitian immigrants. The Buckeye Report spoke with a 37-year-old man by the name of Works, who says he lives in that $1.2 million apartment building that Mayor Rue owns. This isn't a bad business plan, as 25% of the town are Haitian. That's a lot of possible renters. Rent has soared since Haitians have flooded the town. Why? Well, landlords can rent out their property per person, far more lucrative of a tenant than someone just paying a flat monthly rent. Lifelong resident and former journalist Bill Monaghan, who runs Stop the Influx into Springfield, Ohio, told the Buckeye Reporter, quote, "The town has been flooded with migrants, and it has caused a shortage of housing, has created a huge increase in rental prices. It's pushing people out of their homes so that landlords can replace it with people so they could basically charge by the cot instead of by the unit." Another person that Monaghan warns about is a man named George Tin from First Diversity. Next door to First Diversity's offices are a Haitian general store as well as a religious and community center for Haitians. According to the Ohio Secretary of State, Tin owns a multitude of businesses, including Yankee Cleaning, Emergent Enterprises, Tinmore Investments, First Diversity New York, and Stonehouse Kitchen and Cabinets. The most important one to note is Tin Enterprises LLC. Through that, George Tin owns at least 42 buildings in Springfield. As Monaghan says, he runs these temp agencies, brings in migrant workers, recruits them at the border, or probably, with that, all of these Haitians. They're probably flying in straight from Haiti with this TPS program. So yeah, he's kind of one of the leading slumlords, slave masters, or whatever you want to call the guys in this operation. I'd like to leave you with one more story of corruption in Springfield that kind of goes to show you that the mayor might be involved in this. Before he was mayor, Rob Rue was known as the president of Littleton and Rue. It was a funeral parlor that had operated out of Springfield for years. The former owner passed away and left the property in her will to the city of Springfield. The only stipulation was that it had to operate in its original capacity. But somehow, the managing company of Littleton and Rue was able to lease back that business from the city for just $500 per month. Now, maybe you're thinking, I've learned a lot, and this is some great information, but what about those ducks? That's why you clicked on this, right? Well, I didn't see anyone eating or grabbing one. I did search Snyder Park high and low. I looked underneath the bridge and found only a small group of geese. I perused the pond and only found a handful of ducks. Where were they? Well, I spoke to a couple of guys who were fishing, and this is what they had to say about the ducks.
Hey, can I ask y'all guys a question? I came down to cover what's going on in the news. Is it true whether people are eating the ducks and the cats and stuff around here?
They disappeared.
The ducks are? They're just going?
There used to be a million out here. Now you see only a few, so I don't know.
So something's going on.
Something's going on. Say Springfield, Ohio.
Now, you'd think for a news story about people eating ducks at the park that the media would be at the park. Not the case at all. They were at this one block downtown, and that's where all the action was. Local news was there. Fox News had their equipment out in front of that new mural. But they were just on standby for a live shot. There was a journalist walking around the street with a little notebook, not knowing what to do. I even ran into a couple of guys who weren't media, but just came from Indiana to see what was going on. They were just roaming the streets, and they were going to go over to the fire department, but nobody was at the park. I did talk to a few locals, and you kind of get the idea that they're over all of this attention. Someone who worked for the city but wanted to remain anonymous said they were ready for things to get back to normal, ready for the media to leave, and didn't think that anything was happening that was nefarious. Another couple I ran into said they didn't think there was much to the accusations and felt the city was safe. Yet, when I asked this couple and the lady that worked for the city, none of them were willing to say anything on camera. Except probably for the guy that was selling Trump gear right off Interstate 70 at the Springfield exit. I think he was loving it. And you can't really blame them for not lacking the attention. They've allegedly received bomb threats, triggering Governor Mike DeWine to send $2.5 million in state troopers to protect the city. I could see police cars parked out in front of the schools. There were even those little Ray security boxes outside the high school in downtown. There were even those little Ray security boxes outside the high school in downtown that came from the Ohio Department of Safety. So what's the truth? Yeah, people have complained at city council about ducks going missing. Yes, residents have complained about Haitians draining city resources and draining the schools. Yes, they've also complained that the influx has caused rents to go through the roof. Yes, one woman told city council that Haitians had taken over her yard and pushed her out of her house. But did I see any duck barbecue going on? No. What I saw was a city in crisis, overwhelmed with poverty and a brand new influx of immigrants who are overwhelming city services. Residents are a bit miffed that the media is here to gawk at them and use the town as a political football for the 2024 election. Perhaps the best piece of advice about forming an opinion on Springfield, Ohio, might come from the guy I ran into at the park. When it came to the missing ducks and what's going on in Springfield, he warned,
"Keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open."
Thanks for listening to Overnight Opinions. Be sure to tune in next Sunday night for an all-new episode. In the meantime, if you're looking to enlighten yourself with some controversial topics, check out my interview with Celeste Solemn, who talks about how the global elite are planning to kill you. Or check out my interview with Dustin Nemos, who talks about how Trump is the Antichrist and how Trump staged his assassination attempt. Those interviews are so controversial, you'll only find them on BitChute, Rumble, and Brighteon.